Today's reading begins in Matthew 7, verse 15. Matthew 7, verse 15. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes, or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and cast out demons in your name, and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Everyone, then, who hears these words of mine and does them, will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them, will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And when Jesus finished these sayings, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one who had authority, and not as their scribes. When he came down from the mountains, great crowds followed him, and behold, a leper came to him and knelt before him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a proof to them. And when he entered Capernaum, a centurion came forward to him, appealing to him, Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly. And he said to him, I will come and heal him. But the centurion replied, Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I, too, am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. And I say to one, Go, and he goes, and to another, Come, and he comes, and to my servant, Do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he marveled, and said to those who followed him, Truly I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from east and west, and recline at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And to the centurion Jesus said, Go, let it be done for you as you have believed. And the servant was healed at that very moment. And when Jesus entered Peter's house, he saw his mother-in-law lying sick with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she rose and began to serve him. That evening they brought to him many who were oppressed by demons, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, He took our illnesses and bore our diseases. So in our last reading, we had talked about Jesus condemning the hypocrites, and he condemned hypocritical judgment, and he talked about the golden rule. Today, he begins talking about false prophets and fruits. And he says you need to examine these people that would do this teaching and see what their fruits are, and that'll tell you a lot about their teaching as well. You'll know them by their fruits. Certainly this warning about false prophets was appropriate then and is still applicable and appropriate now. In verse 21 he says, Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. The phrase, Lord, Lord, was a way to call him master and teacher. But what he says is, there's going to be those that call him this, and even do some things that would be noteworthy. They make the point of saying, they prophesied, they cast out demons, they did many mighty works. But he says, I did not know them. They were workers of lawlessness. They were diseased trees bearing diseased fruit. Which naturally leads into his next section, talking about the two men, the wise man that builds his house on the rock and the foolish man that builds his house on the sand. I think anyone with any measure of experience at all with homes or buildings or something along those lines understands that building a house on rock is going to be desirable. When we lived in New Mexico, there was an entire subdivision on the other side of the interstate that the houses looked very nice. They were affordable. We even considered purchasing one ourselves until we started checking around, and it turns out that the ground over there was not terribly stable. Now, I mean, there's lots of sand in New Mexico in the area that we were living in, and I don't think it is completely parallel to what Jesus is saying here, but these houses were having all sorts of problems, foundation cracking, wall cracking, some of it bad enough that houses even got demolished early on before they started building the foundation a little better. But even the better foundations didn't make up for the shifting land that it was being built on. Jesus says you have two options. You can build on something stable or build on something unstable. He is the stable rock, and to not build on him is to be on that unstable ground. And all of this was very astonishing to the crowds. And then we have Jesus cleansing a leper. And then you have this centurion that comes to him, that he has this servant that needs to be healed. But he understands that the power and the authority of Jesus is not based on whether he comes into contact with anyone. His power and his authority is behind his word itself, his intention. And so this impresses Jesus. He says, "No one in Israel have I found such faith." Finally, Jesus also goes to Peter's house, and Peter's mother-in-law was sick with a fever, and he heals her as well as many that were demon-oppressed. He cast out those demons, healing all who were sick as well. Fulfilling what the prophet Isaiah had spoken of him, he took our illnesses and bore our diseases. That concludes our reading. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.